This is so interesting. I mean, here I am, right, in my dining room sanctuary, coming straight to you into the comforts of your home. But I mean, no matter how you look at it, this is kind of a wonky time. Is this a little wonky for you? It's, you know, doing Sunday services. We've got Zoom meetings. It seems like online a lot these days. And I don't know about you, but it feels a little Star Trek-y, does it to you? A little Star Trek-y. In 1966, it was on the USS Enterprise. Captain Kirk said that we were going boldly. What it was going boldly go where no man has gone before. And within like 20 years, in the 1980s, there was a growing sense of consciousness. And what we realized is that it wasn't okay to say where no man has gone before. And so what happened was he started saying to boldly go where no one has gone before. That is the evolution. I take it as a sign. I love signs. I know you love signs. I take it as a sign of the evolutionary consciousness that you and I are in right now. I mean, let's face it. I'm in Naples, Florida. Many of you are in New York City. And this week, these months, this year, people are going to be referring back to archived videos, and we're going to be seen internationally by untold numbers, more than could be seated in symphony space. It's an amazing time right now. And at the same time, it is a place that you and I don't know. We've never been here before. On the old maps, do you remember like really old maps? They called this place that we're in terra incognita, unknown land. It was a place on the maps where like there'd be a border or a boundary, like that's the end of the earth, don't go over there because you will fall off. Or that we're in the seas where they didn't know what kind of beings were in the sea. They would draw pictures of monsters and what have you. It's a time when our imaginations are being engaged, isn't it? That's just because we've not yet traveled through this land and claimed it as our own. Are you kidding me? There's so much going on. It's like, no, this is happening, that's happening, and I can't believe it. And actually, it's perfect. Because these are the elements. This is the time. Everything that's come before and everything that's right now and everything yet to come is what is taking place, and we're all being affected. We're all being affected if one thing happens on the other side of the planet. And we know ourselves to be quantum beings. That, is there a map for this? What? Is there a map? Wait. Yes, there is a map. And no, there is not a map. It really depends upon where you're going, where you and I are going for our guidance. In scripture, it says, where do you go first? What do I do? What do I say? Where do I go? It says, seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom, in other words, that place of expansion in you, where we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. Drop into, in this time, into the mind of your heart. Seek first the kingdom. In unity, it's the very first principle. It's what, one presence, one power. And even though we know that, we can feel lost. I have felt lost. I live here with my dog, Angel, by the way. Pretty good naming, huh? I live here with Angel, and at the same time, I can sometimes feel very alone. And what seems to be happening in my inner processing when I feel like I'm alone, or I feel like I'm just a truth seeker, I recognize and realize and remember that I'm actually here to be a truth finder, right? And to be okay, not just okay, but to be in my solitude and to be one with the God of my being. And when I'm one with the God of my being, everything's all jiggy with that, then everything else just seems like a bonus. Everything else is gravy. And yes, we have the pandemic to deal with. And yes, we're becoming aware of racism and how we've all participated in it. And there are systems that are changing. There are paradigms being questioned. It's an exciting time because we're finding the way. My mother would say, one of my mother's most famous sayings, she was a teacher at Unity of Fairfax when I was being raised, is there is nothing lost in God's kingdom. Yeah, but I feel like I'm lost, Mom. Yeah, no. It just depends upon what lens you're looking through. I am reading, I don't know about you, but I am like watching YouTubes. I'm reading multiple books. I'm being deluged, it feels like, sometimes. And I also have more time for sitting meditation, more time for walking meditation, more time for running and playing pickleball and getting out socially distanced with whoever I choose to be socially distanced with, to be on the phone, to text, to communicate what it is that I'm feeling. There's a feeling sense that we've not had in our doing this, maybe the time to tap into. I'm studying with a group of Unity ministers. I'm studying the book White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. I'm reading Claire Hartsong's book, Anna, Grandmother of Jesus. I'm like coming from all different directions and all different dimensions, and it's helping me get in touch with my own GPS. You have a GPS. I can't remember what Rick called it a moment ago, a God, but I like to call it a God positioning system, right? That word positioning has posi in front of it. It's like our posi music, right? Positive spin, God positioning system, in which you and I are in that place of saying and feeling and knowing that Christ in me is my directionality. If I will just turn and allow the light in me to see and recognize the light in you, in namaste, no matter how far I may feel from you, in that place of consciousness, you and I are one. Because we know that God is a love that has no end and a power that has no bounds. We are not limited. You don't have to, you know, Einstein proved there's no time or space, and we're getting to know that. And yet things can feel so daggum messed up. We have ourselves to look to in those moments. Raise your hand, nobody's looking, if you have ever received a mailer demon. I think that's how you say it. Mailer demon. It's when an email kicks back. I had over 200 mailer demons this week. I was like in my techno, oh, you got to be kidding. I'm the new president of the Suncoast Unity Ministers Association. And so I was making my first email to say, oh, we have our Zoom meeting on Tuesday. And I wanted to send it out on Tuesday last. So I formulated this beautiful email, at least I thought it was, you know, and I put that cut and paste the 67 addresses in there, and I blessed it, and, you know, blessed that email, and push send, and instantly 67 mailer demons came into my inbox. I deleted all those. I'm like, what? I did a cut and paste off a document, put it in. It was in CC. Oh, I took them out of CC and put them in BCC. Maybe that's the deal. 4 times, which is the number for manifestation, interestingly enough. After 4 times, I finally went, you know what? This is not working like this. I think I'm going to just do it by hand. So I printed out the list and I put it in by hand. And in doing so, I was looking at a printed version of the list, and I realized, oh my gosh, there's some people that are not on the planet anymore. There are some people that this is multiple addresses. They're not at this church anymore. And I put them in as I knew them to be, where I actually knew them to be on my map, in my mind and heart. And I blessed it again and I sent it off. And it went through, all except one. I got a mailer demon back from a guy that I went to seminary with 25 years ago. I was like, John, I haven't heard from him in so long. Haven't seen him at the Ministers Association. And his wife, Lauren, well, they're ministers in the association as well. I haven't seen them. I wonder what's up with that. I called John, right? And I get this, there are no reverends here kind of whatever voice message. So I called Lauren and she said, John is living in another place where he's being taken care of. And he's totally mentally with it. And his body's gone through so many surgeries and has had such a hard time. And I was like, oh my God, my God. Well, Lauren, you can join our group. And she said, no, I can't drive. I'm in quarantine. I said, yeah, we're all cocooning. You can join us. It's on Zoom. And she's like, you're kidding me. I said, no, come be with us. And it was such a beautiful reunion. And she'll be at the meeting. She's not been there for, I don't know, a long time. And John, she gave me his address and I sent him a card and I put a message on his machine and I'm so looking forward to talking with him real time. But you know what? What I remembered was when we were little, did you ever do the connect the dots? Like in coloring books, they'd have connect the dots. And you never knew. I mean, like you'd go to the next stop, but you never knew. It was always a mystery. What is going to happen? What picture is being made? Because you knew there was something greater taking place. Some beautiful picture that you could get out your crayons and your markers and color. That's what's happening right now. I felt it so strongly with this mailer demon thing. It's like, I just wanted to give up. I was so pissed off. I put out all these cards and these calls and texts to other people. And you know what? People didn't respond to me. Or they responded with just this kind of like, oh, it's all good. It's all good. I just want to whack them upside the head. It didn't feel good. And yet it was mine to connect those dots. It was mine to see that and discover what it was, where it was that I could serve, who I could hold in my heart, who I could speak with. That's happening in your life too. And so if you're feeling like, you know, what do? I feel like I'm lost. You might remember, like I always remember, I love this, that Jesus said, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. No matter what that is, what is that to thee? No matter what the angst is, the upset, illness, whatever's taking place, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Get up. And do what Karen was instructing us to do and encouraging us to do with her song. Just breathe that place and take another breath. Take a step before you, for the grace of God is right here and right now all around you. And you will feel it surely when you take that next step, when you're wondering which way to go. It's a perfect time to tune in. A perfect time to go to WGPA. S. WGPS, go to that God positioning system in you, right? Just let yourself fall into that place. Is there a map? Not in the physical realm. Inside you, beloved, when you ask spirit which way to go, you will get the promptings, you will get the nudges. They may not be terrifically comfortable in the moment, but stay with it. Take the next breath, take the next step, and you will know exactly where to go. For God is with you every breath of the way. Have a glorious day. Thank you for being with us this Sunday. Just tune into that higher frequency all day. All year. I don't know how this is all going to assess out, but it's going to. It's all going to come together, and we will see that we have evolved so much because you and I have chosen to boldly go where no one else has ever gone before. This day proclaimed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Goddess. Thank you, Diane.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brett. Thank you for the opportunity.
I know you're a fan of acronyms like I am, but I was trying to figure out what WGPA would be.
Thank you. Sorry. That was WGPS. So you know when they, on PBS, when they'll go like WGCU, it was like tune into the higher frequency, WGPS, and I totally blew the line. Blew it.
You blew the line. We're live. God positioning system.
Yes. The God positioning system.
God positioning system. And Mama was really, really smart. There is nothing lost in God's kingdom.
Nothing lost in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you the number of times I've used that to find something that I've, you know, I just needed to stop and take a breath and just think there's nothing lost in God's kingdom. And then remember that if I don't find it, if I personally don't find the physical object or continue to feel lost, that someone else is finding it. Because nothing is lost in God's kingdom.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that we found a way to do this today, to do it anyway.
Yes.
To be together.
Yes.
We will be together again at the right and perfect time, whenever that is.
Yes.
It's been for you. But until then, we have each other. You're in my heart. And so are your wonderful sons, Aaron and Justin. I love that you, what's it called? When you, you wrote your book. What's it called when you dedicate your book?
It's called The Dedication. Very good.
That would work. Dedicating is called The Dedication. So thank you. And you know, one of my favorite things about you, and there are a lot, is how amazing a meditator you are. That's your theme. So would you be willing to take us right now into that place of bliss?
I would love to. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
So, let's do it. Thank you so much, honey. Take it away.
I have the pleasure of inviting you to close your eyes. Just your outer eyes. Leave your inner wisdom open and receptive to God's living spirit of truth. And so ever so slowly, just close your eyes, let your lids flutter down. And as you do, relax your eye sockets. Relax your eyebrows. Bless and relax your cheekbones, your jaw, your tongue, your head, and your neck. You might swirl your head to the left and swirl your head to the right ever so slowly, giving thanks. Oh my goodness, what mobility you have. And now moving down and blessing, rolling your shoulders back to bring your heart forward, feeling the relaxing power and this gentling spirit of God moving down your upper arms to your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your wrists and hands, and all the digits, your fingers, with which you touch so many hearts and minds. Relax now your chest, and you might feel and be aware of your breath filling the chest cavity, causing it to rise and expand, your belly soft, and as you exhale, the ribs move in, the breath goes down, your navel recedes toward your spine. Beautiful. Relaxing now and giving thanks with your inner guidance as it moves you down through your torso, along your spine. Breathe here, down into your life center, softening the area of the Kundalini messaging centers, and into your quadriceps and upper thighs and gluteal muscles upon which you're sitting, your hamstrings at the back of the legs, your knees, your lower legs, and your ankles. And as you increase your awareness of your ankles, just give thanks for these beautiful, beautiful joints. Your knees, for they are all pivotal parts of you, your body temple, representing the pivotal aspects of your Christ mind. your consciousness, the truth, the place where you're completely free and totally guided, never lost. Breathing down through your feet now, giving thanks for your soles of your feet, balls of your feet, your heels, your instep, every one of your toes. And to see the breath snapping off the end of the toes like vines growing roots into Mother Gaia. Not to keep you still or stagnant, but to give you depth and understanding as you go about your day. And here and now, there's nothing for you to do except breathe one more systemic breath all the way up past your crown chakra above your head and down through the Mother Gaia's connection with you. And here you are. Think the thought with me if you would. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I am here. I am here. Precious Spirit, we give thanks that there is no place else that we need ever be. Here is your beloved having declared their presence. Here I am. I'm here. And we know that in the dot-to-dot connecting of the world and our journey, we may not know where the next dot is and may forget where the last dot was. And yet we know from our childhood, when we are in total beginner's mind, that if we just keep moving from dot to dot, something greater is being formed. A picture is being made of the love that you pour through this precious one right now. Each precious one. We, as brothers and sisters, are made in your image and likeness. So we relax now, knowing that actually we don't need to be any place other than right here, right now. And so we sit now in silence and just allow. This time of reconnection, during which we are, you are beloved, divinely connected and guided, able to read every signpost, inner and outer, and know, and if not, to sit and be still and relish the holy presence. And so it is.